Vladimir Ashkenazy playing the military Polonaise, the Polonaise No. 3 by Frédéric Chopin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good Thursday morning to you. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Stay tuned for A More Humane Mikado with the King Singers, a Haydn symphony, and music by Bright Sheng. But next is something by a Dutch organist and composer Peter Hellendahl. From the Baroque, here's Concerto Grosso No. 3, Opus 3, on KPR. From the late Dutch Baroque, that was Peter Hellendahl's third Concerto Grosso from his third opus. Andrew Manzi and the European Community Baroque Orchestra. Good morning, this is KPR. It's about 9:22 and 82 degrees already in Lawrence. It should be sunny and hot today with a high in the lower 90s. Let's listen to a fun thing next by the King Singers. Here's their take on Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado here on KPR.
A more humane Mikado, Tovinos and Merry Men.
His object grows sublime, he will achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime,
and make his prisoner bent, unwillingly represents a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
Oh, wah, oh, wah, oh, wah, 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 wah.
The King Singers. A More Humane Mikado, a take on Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado. Thanks to Lawrence listener Sarah Parsons for telling us about that. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live. We're local. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan and kansaspublicradio.org. Next, we'll hear from the latest release from the Kansas City Symphony. And this week's Classics Live has four string players from the Kansas City Symphony, making up a classic quartet. Join us for a fresh performance of Mozart's 14th String Quartet, plus tunes by Puccini, Florence Price, Scott Joplin, and more, this evening at 7 on Classics Live, only on KPR. Here's Haydn's 36th Symphony on KPR. Haydn's 36th Symphony. That was Christopher Hogwood's Academy of Ancient Music, and next we'll hear the Kansas City Symphony. And looking ahead, music by Antonin Dvorak, his sparkling piano quintet, next hour. Also a piece that Frank Bridge, the English composer, wrote in memory of a little girl who died on the Lusitania. Also music by Mozart, I think you'll recognize, his Eine kleine Nachtmusik in the 11 o'clock hour. It is a classical music party here on KPR. Today should stay sunny. We have a chance of sprinkles this afternoon, but otherwise hot with a high in the mid-90s. Tonight's low 70, and Friday should be sunny and hot with a high in the lower 90s. It's about 11 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is the latest recording. It just came out on the Reference label, featuring Michael Stern and the Kansas City Symphony. This is after Brahms' Opus 118, the second intermezzo that he wrote for piano. It's an orchestration of it by Bright Sheng, now on KPR, the Kansas City Symphony. That's called Black Swan. It's Bright Sheng's 2010 arrangement for orchestra of Brahms' second intermezzo from Opus 118 with Michael Stern and the Kansas City Symphony, and that's from their new album on the Reference label. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
Addicted to your phone, and if so, what are you doing about it? Call in at 844-4MIDDLE. That's 844-464-3353. Sorry to make you use your phone even more. Join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. This is KPR. Right after the news, we'll have Josef Myslivicek's Overture in A Major with Concerto Cologne. Something to look forward to, as well as some familiar Mozart, and even something from Hector Berlioz here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, that's KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News.
An investor that argues Southwest is underperforming. Red-eye flights start next February. No word yet on when the seating changes take effect. Joel Rose, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. Good morning. It's KPR. Concerto Cologne, playing an overture in A major by Josef Myslivicek. We'll have Dvorak next, Frank Bridge. And next hour, some familiar Mozart, the Anaklinenacht Musik, and Olivier Letry at the organ and a march by Lou Lee. All kinds of great music today. Thanks for listening. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org. Next piece is played in memory of longtime listener and music nut Don Marquis, who loved this piece. It is a great piece. He had great taste. This is Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A Major, Opus 81, here on KPR. With Sarah Chang, Leif Ove Andsnes, Alexander Kerr, Wolfram Christ, and Georg Faust. That was a piece by Antoni Dvorak from his Opus 81. That was his Piano Quintet in A Major, Dvorak, this morning on KPR. It's about 7 minutes before 11 o'clock. We have Lou Lee, played by Olivier Letry, Notre Dame organist who has taught here at KU, and Mozart, Arriaga, and Hector Berlioz to look forward to. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's up to 85 already in Lawrence. It should get up to the mid-90s today. This week's Classics Live has four string players from the Kansas City Symphony making up a classic quartet. Join us for a fresh performance of Mozart's 14th string quartet, plus tunes by Puccini, Florence Price, Scott Joplin, and more. It's tonight at 7 on Classics Live, only on KPR. Here's music by Frank Bridge, the English composer. This is called Lament, and he wrote this in memory of a little girl who died who was on the Lusitania. English composer Frank Bridge wrote that Lament, the Lost Child, in a single day, June 14th, 1915. And it was called Lament because the dedication is to Catherine, aged 9, who perished in the sinking of the Lusitania in 1915. That was Sir Charles Groves and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. Music by Frank Bridge. It's unknown whether he knew Catherine Crompton or not. She was the only Catherine to have died on the Lusitania, it said. This is KPR.
The world's gaze is upon Paris as the Olympic Games get underway. Sports fans are ecstatic and IT experts are on high alert.
I think organizations are pretty well prepared for that. But as we've mentioned, there are so many different angles of types of attacks that they may need to protect from that I think it's going to be an intense 2 to 3 weeks.
Protecting the Paris Games on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about the Paris Games starting at 3 o'clock here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. We have, right after the news, a march by Jean-Baptiste Lully with Olivier Letry and a small wind ensemble and a percussionist from a new album. Support for news next on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information is at bluecollarpress.com. It's 1101. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is condemning yesterday's protests outside Union Station in Washington, D.C., where activists burned the American flag or replaced it with a Palestinian flag. They were protesting.
Only be honored. This is the latest blow to Russia's once powerful sports program, hammered by doping scandals and restrictions linked to the war in Ukraine.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. Music by Lully, Jean-Baptiste Lully. It was a march with Anton Mittermeier percussion, the great organist Olivier Letry, who was taught here at KU. He's one of the Notre Dame organists, and the Vienna Winds. Next, we'll open a fizzy can of Mozart. We also have Arriaga, his symphony in D minor, and A Royal Hunt and Storm. There is a free concert happening this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. in Kansas City, the Topeka Santa Fe Band, which has been running since 1924, their 100th anniversary season. It'll be in Gage Park in the amphitheater. So it's a free concert. You can hear the longest continuously performing railroad band in the nation. And during the band's time, they've only had 3 directors. So that's this Sunday, 7 p.m., Gage Park, the Topeka Santa Fe Band. Here's the Mozart, Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a little night music. That's the nickname of his 13th serenade. With Eugene Ormandy and the strings of the Philadelphia Orchestra, we've just heard Mozart's Serenade No. 13 in G. It's better known by its nickname of Eine kleine Nachtmusik here on KPR. Next, we have music by, well, another kind of Mozart. He was nicknamed the Spanish Mozart. Also, A Royal Hunt and Storm before the Hour's up, and let's take a peek at Jeff Watson's playlist, Corelli's Music for Strings, to start the noon hour. Then we'll have a suite that was all about a favorite vacation stop for Camille Saint-Saëns, the suite Algérienne. Classical music continues from noon to three here on KPR. Here is something from the short life of Juan Cristo Arriaga. A lot of times he's just called Arriaga. Let's hear his Symphony in D minor, now on KPR, by the Spanish Mozart, as he was called sometimes. Music by, well, sometimes he was called the Spanish Mozart, Juan Arriaga, who lived from only 1806 until 1826. He was a child prodigy and wrote quite a few things in his short life. That was one of them, his symphony in D, here on Kansas Public Radio, Alvaro Casudo and the Algarve Orchestra, here on KPR. Before we hear some Hector Berlioz, music from the Trojans, the Royal Hunt and Storm, let's check this updated forecast from the National Weather Service. For Douglas County, sunny. Still, we have a chance for sprinkles this afternoon, but it'll be sunny and hot otherwise, with highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, clear, maybe a chance of sprinkles this evening. Humid night with a low of 70. And tomorrow should be sunny and hot with a high in the lower 90s. Saturday's only supposed to be upper 80s, and Sunday night, well, let's see, Sunday, high in the mid-90s, slight chance of showers Sunday night, and looks like, ooh, we should start the work week next week as July turns into August with lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 90s, maybe 100 for Tuesday and Wednesday. Here's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra to take our minds off it. Here's the Royal Hunt and Storm from Hector Berlioz's work, The Trojans. An exciting part from a grand French opera from the 1850s, The Trojans by Hector Berlioz. We've just heard The Royal Hunt and Storm with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR. Looks like we'll have some Corelli right after the news and later some Saint-Saëns about a favorite vacation spot of his, the suite Algérienne. Classical music continues here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll have another look at the forecast before we go to noon news and stardate. And remember, if you ever want to look and see what's playing, if you miss an announcement, or some people just have to know the key signature and the opus number, and that's okay, and you can look it all up on our playlists on kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Jer 444-464-3353. Sorry to make you use your phone even more. Join us next time on The Middle. Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
It's 12 noon, and our updated forecast saying about the same thing. Still a mention of sprinkles for this afternoon and for this evening, but otherwise today should be sunny and hot with a high in the mid-90s. Tonight's low, a humid 70. And tomorrow, Friday, should be sunny and hot with a low in the lower 90s. It should be a hot weekend, except Saturday, with southern winds, it should only be in the upper 80s, but it's still pretty warm. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC, in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. It's 12:01.